Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever day it is. Hello, welcome back, you beautiful person. I hope you have had a lovely start to June. Summer is approaching, and I hope you have a lovely start to your week, your day. Hope your manifestations and your affirmations have just been flowing through your mind, your body, your soul, through your aura. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers with your beautiful, lovely host, Sammy. Today's episode is going to be a fun one. We are talking about music, and y'all know that's one of the keys to my heart. Frankly, love language. So welcome. Grab a snack. Do what you gotta do. Grab your greens. You know, if you're driving, you know, roll your windows down. Maybe you can take notes of like a new playlist that you're creating, because I am going to share with you guys a few of my playlists, including this summer's playlist. So stay tuned. Thank you for your amazing support. I love you always, and enjoy the episode. Welcome back to another beautiful episode, you guys. I'm here to welcome you with another music podcast episode. I'm going to talk about my love for music, all kinds of genres, R&B, country, some EDM, some house music, maybe some dance hall, for sure some rock music, definitely some jazz music. We're going to talk about some scores that I love from different movies. We're going to talk about all the things in music. And I'm also going to share my summer playlist. It's called Interlude Summer 2023. I will link it in the show notes, Spotify. I'm actually thinking about getting Apple Music back, but that's another conversation for another day. But yes, we're going to be talking all things music. Y'all know I love me some music. Music fuels me, and I feel music. It brings you to a certain place, and it's needed in any kind of situation. Whether you're angry, whether you're sad, whether you're vulnerable, whether you're just all feeling all types of emotions, whether you're just craving a good dance song, or just a shake it out type of song, a cruising song down the highway, a smoking song, a drinking with your girls, a jazzy laid back song. There's songs for everything, and in different languages, which I just love. Like, don't get me started. Like, I've been listening to a lot of like Latinx music. Spicy. So yeah, we're going to tap into that, and y'all let me know what kind of music and what kind of genres y'all want me to tap into throughout this next couple episodes, because y'all know your girl has been tapping into music lately. So just let me know, and I'll be sure to just dive in. Maybe I can create a playlist off of just the vibe in general. Y'all let me know. Just let me know. But I'm so happy to be back for another episode of Breaking Barriers. I've been out for a minute, but honestly, I've just been listening to myself and taking time to myself because it's needed, and this is my podcast, and I make the rules. I don't know how many times I have to explain that to y'all. I don't know why I'm explaining to myself. But yeah, I can take breaks on my podcast if I want, because it's Breaking Barriers and I'm doing things that are right for my mind, my body, my soul. So I get to take breaks. But whenever we're on the mic, y'all know what's up. So yeah, just stay tuned for a beautiful episode. I love you, beautiful humans. Be sure to speak good things into your life and just see what happens. Believe in yourself and listen to that music. Blast it. Play your favorite song at any time of the day. I guarantee you, it'll make your life better. Y'all, music brings me pure joy. Okay, so what genre are we going to start with first? Let's look at the Spotify, in my Spotify. If you want to follow me, your girl's username is first initial S, last name, if you know how to spell my last name, Beyah 143 on Spotify. Yeah, check me out. Check my playlist out. They're very fun. They're very specific to the vibes, the energies that that I'm feeling. How about we go through the playlist, actually? So let's get that out of the way. And then at the end, I'll tell you guys about my summer playlist. Okay, so a few of them are kind of the same. They just have different titles. Chillin', Loved and Loved, Shoulder Boppin'. Y'all know y'all got those couple songs that just make you wanna move your shoulders. Like, there's a You Don't Do It For Me Anymore, like Goodbye, Come On, Do Not Disturb. Y'all know with the Red Roses, and y'all know what's happening. There's a couple of these are back when I was in college and I was running track, so I have a couple like Meet Day ones. Of course, I have a Let's Get Married one, my playlist. Shower Jams, a couple of travel destinations, Miami, Tulum, Ireland. Okay, this is one of my favorites. Slow Dancing to the Jazz-Filled Floors. Oh my goodness. I made this way back in 2018. Like, this is a good playlist. It says it's only 2 hours long, but I need to start adding back to that one. That's a good one. Slow Dancing to the Jazz-Filled Floors. Damn. That's how you know music just, it does something to you when you get to create that title playlist and it's so specific. You'll thank me later once you listen to my podcast. Green Lights in New Orleans, that's a vibe in itself. The Simple Things, Living Room Sessions is one of my favorites. There's Layla Hathaway, there's Nesta on here, there's the Pussycat Dolls, there's Maxwell, there's Omar Apollo. Yeah, there's Moonchild on here, Mahalia, Mac Aries, Erin Ray. Oh, okay, some Tone Stiff. Yeah, this is a good one. Living Room Sessions. Okay, I'm gonna post some of my favorites from this episode onto the Breaking Barriers podcast page, and you guys vote and let me know which one you like best, or just comment below some suggestions I should have in the playlist alone, or send me your playlist. Let's vibe out together. I love to share a playlist. It's a love language for me. Have some Miguel in there. Y'all know I love me some Miguel. Okay, we have some Body to Body, Her, SZA. Of course, we have a self-love one. There's a couple sad ones, like Sad Hours, but Hours is spelled Ours because it's like a sad moment between us, but we're saying Sad Hours. Y'all just go check it out. There's Shanae Harnett in it, Snow Allegra. Ooh, Alicia Keys. Y'all, don't play when I come to the playlist. Like, come on. All right. This is all Spotify as well. Of course, I have some for like every year I turn my age. Ooh, 3 a.m. on a fall night is a good one too. Joyce Rice, Christian Curia, Russ, Ty Dolla $ign, Jhené Aiko, Brandy, Alina Baraz, Yuna, Ella May, Music Soulchild. Yes, Big Sean and Jhené Aiko 2088. Ooh, that album right there. That album right there. Don't get me started. Janae and Big Sean, Janae alone can have her own podcast episode. So we're gonna talk about that when we get to the Janae episode. But that album, 2088, whew. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. We got some Drake on here. Tori Kelly. Y'all, do y'all remember the Tori Kelly Forward album? This is getting posted on the page. Because sis didn't have to do us like that in 2013. She didn't have to do it like she didn't have to do us like this. If you know, you know, because Tori Kelly has been my girl. We got some Riley. We have Xavier Omar, Ariana, Kehlani. Yeah, I love good playlists. All right, let's go to two more playlists. And then we're going to talk about some scores from. Oh, I have a new one called Artistic Intimacy. Ooh. This is a sexy one. So far, we have Jodeci, we have Erin Ray, we have Neo, we have Daily, we have Marsha Ambrosius. Yo, we got some Music Soulchild, Alicia Keys. Come on, Usher, can you handle it? Dun, 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 dun. Bro, that Confessions album. Once I finish this playlist, I'm going to talk about the Confessions album. Because, yeah, let's talk about my top five albums. That's what we're going to do after we do this playlist. But Usher had no business, no business doing us that good with Confessions. Yeah, let's create this playlist first. And then we're going to, oh, Luke James, I forgot about him. Where he been at? Yeah. All right, Neo. Okay. That's how you know. Okay, confessions. Let's run through confessions real quick, real quick, real quick. If you don't know confessions by front and back, you should already know what the next song's about to come up, the next song, the next choreography, like the music video. If Usher did it right, if you don't have those vivid memories of an album or an era, because this is 2004, baby. 2004 was a good time. Early 2000s? If you know, you know, honestly. So yeah, Usher really did it with the Confessions album. So there's intro, there's the dun 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 ba 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 dun 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 That's how you know. Like, I would win trivia in a confessions, like trivia night. I think that should be like in someone's lineup. Yeah. Anyways, okay. So we got intro, we got yeah, we got throwback, we got confessions, confessions part two, burn. Ooh, caught up. Got me feeling it. Superstar, of course, iconic. Truth hurts. Truth hurts. Hurts. Another around. I really hope this don't get me copyrighted, but this album right here go crazy. I don't know, I'm just like fangirling over this album, but it's so good. Confessions, baby. Hands down. All right, so that's old school. I want to introduce y'all to this little EP that I've been listening to for the past 3 years. I found him in COVID, Christian Kiria. I'm always posting him on my Instagram stories, and I'm always like posting like me dancing to his music or whatever. If y'all haven't checked out Borderline by Christian Kiria, you're missing out. He's definitely getting tagged in this week's post because he deserves it. He deserves to have his album displayed for the world to hear. And I'm just really waiting for him to come on tour to Atlanta. He's been like across the waters. Yeah. So listen to Borderline by Christian Kiria. You won't regret it. You're welcome. Of course, I've been listening to a lot of Mac Miller lately. The good AM one. Classic. Rush Hour. Oh my gosh. A session? Yes. All right. So I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I didn't realize it was Kali Uchis who featured in Daniel Caesar's Get You song, probably until a couple months ago when I figured out that's who she actually was at Coachella. I was like, so that's homegirl talking about now take some time just to be thankful for. Yeah. Kelly, her album Red Moon and Venus. I just diversify your artists, y'all, because you will never regret it. Sis got some soul to her, but you know she ain't gonna leave none of her culture behind. Give it to me. Give it all to me. Give it all to me. Slick, not even gonna lie to y'all. Justin Bieber changes. Once a believer, always a believer. Leon Bridges, gold, was it gold diggers sound? The deluxe one. Yeah, y'all. Honestly, I've been listening to a lot of Baby Rose. Her new album came out. Oh my God. Her new album, Through and Through. Please. Please do me a favor. If you don't know who Baby Rose is, go check her out. You're behind. But her new album, Through and Through, is absolutely fire. It gives you a little mix of her old flair with like a little grungy. But you know, she's being more vulnerable now. Like you can tell that her energy is very like reflected in this song, especially with the features. Like she only has two features on the album. But just the way it just flows and the way you can actually just listen to the lyrics of every song on the album through and through, and you can just feel how she felt, honestly. And I actually got the pleasure of doing a beautiful project creative wise with her recently, and I just am so grateful because the way I've always said that I was going to experience music in different capacities and different opportunities in different ways, and that I'm going to experience it, I didn't know that it was going to be in that way, knowing like I've always known that I was going to meet a few artists like later down the road because I am a great networker, but I didn't know it was in that capacity. But I'm just super grateful.
If you guys haven't checked out this account, R&B Radar, please go check them out. But yeah, I got the opportunity and I got to see her in concert and I got to hear a few of my favorite songs live. And y'all know how I feel about live music. When I talked about the R&B Fest last year, it was just so amazing for me to see Miguel live. And I feel like that's how I felt when I got to have this experience with Baby Rose, because I've been listening to her for a very long time, probably like since 2019, 2020, for a while. So I became a huge fan of her, but I'm just so grateful and just I'm proud of myself for allowing myself to try something new. And I guess I was stepping out of my comfort zone because I had never really done anything like that. But I love learning new things and I love being a beginner at things, especially when it comes to like a passion of mine, especially when it's like music or just using my creativity of like editing and capturing content, or just living in the moment and capturing things for memories. Yeah. So if you haven't checked out Baby Rose Through and Through album or her in general, check her out. She's a beauty. Her energy is great. So you're welcome. You're welcome. I love music. I adore it so much. It is the way of the world, honestly. It can get you through so many moments in life. I'm just appreciative of every song, every lyric, every playlist, every moment, every literally production, like musical instrument that has gotten through a beautiful song that was made. I'm just grateful for it. Like, I don't know why I'm having this big old rant right now, but I just, this podcast episode is all about music and how it affects me and how I genuinely love it and the connection that it brings me. And I get to connect with other people as well through music. So it's kind of a communication piece. And yeah, so music is love, music is emotions, music is, there is so much to describe music as. Music is a lifesaver, music is, I don't know, it's easy, simple, maybe not the process, but the music in general. I just have such a beautiful connection to it for some reason. I think it's because maybe because I grew up listening to a lot of music and I was very much diversified within like the old school music. Like, I used to listen to Frankie Beverly, and I don't know, I used to listen to Charlie Wilson, all of them, Jackson 5. I used to listen to the Temptations. I can't remember any of the other names right now, but I know all the songs. Like, whenever like old school movies come on, or like, I don't know, like, y'all, I just love music. I love the history of music. I love the different genres, and honestly how country music has a little bit of soul in it that can connect to R&B, and I don't know, they blend so well together. Like, jazz originates from just like instrumentals. Like, it's just so beautiful at how you can create a melody in a way to where it's just I don't know, music just, it pulls you in different ways where you just can't describe. It's, I see why people love to create it, and I also see why I love to listen to it and understand and hear the rhythms, hear the production, hear the different ways and engineering, seeing how it all flows together, seeing how it all clips together, and how you have to harmonize in different ways, and you have to just, I don't know, I just, I'm loving it. For some reason, music is brilliant. It's a way of communication. I keep saying that. But yeah, I love music so much. I love music so much. I adore it. And another a collab that, speaking of like groups, but new school, Ketramine, you guys, this collab right here, check them out. If you haven't heard of Ketranada himself, the beautiful, wonderful, amazing producer, engineer, DJ, all of that, and Amine, rapper, artist, I think he produces as well. They decided to put their genius minds together and do a whole album, Ketramine. Just go check it out. I'm dropping the mic there. Check it out. Enjoy it. And just live live in the, it just gives you summer. They put it out at the right time for you to add it to your summer playlist and do the damn thing with it. Speaking of summer playlist, I feel like I'm all over the world in this podcast episode, but that's I don't know, music just gets me hyped up. When I'm on a topic and I'm feeling good, I'm just gonna keep rambling and rambling and rambling. But you keep listening, and we're breaking the fourth wall here. So this is me genuinely being vulnerable. I'm literally sitting in my car, vibing out, looking at the sunset through my sunroof, like living in the moment, being present, recording this podcast, and talking about music, one of my love languages. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm loving every single part of it. Like, I just love how spontaneous. I really just love how spontaneous I've been lately. For the past couple of weeks or like past month, I feel like there was definitely a shift in my mental, but also my environment. We did go through something crazy and heavy in my family lately, but recently, but I feel like that's kind of been like the shift to literally just live the life I want to live. Live it till your very last day, or act like the day today is your very last day to go after and live your life for yourself. Like, do what you need to do. Do what you want to do. Like, I don't know. Like, life is too short. Like, I talked about this in my past couple of episodes, but I will keep saying it. Life is too short. And I'm loving how spontaneous I've been, but I'm living the life that I want. I'm happy. I'm glowing. I feel free. Like, I'm literally I'm in my car. I'm recording this podcast, and I'm happy because this is where it all started. And I'm doing something that brings me joy and brings me energy because it's my passion project. Like, I love this podcast, and I'm living the life that I deserve. I'm living the life that I want to live because that's what I desire. And that's how I'm shaping my life and my aura to fit into the energy that is placed in this moment right now, if that made any sense. Like, I am moving in the way that I should move. Like, I'm making decisions that are for me. I am doing things that are for me. I am constantly praying, and I'm constantly believing, but I'm also constantly building myself. I'm learning. I'm not taking this life for granted. I am moving in a way to where it could literally be taken from me the next day or the next moment. So you never know. Life be lifing. But I can't let that shadow over me to where my personality is too fucking bright for all of that, first of all. My personality is too bright to let something dark take over me. Not saying that it's dark or anything, but life is too short. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, but life is too short, and I am not taking any of it for granted. So I'm going to record my podcast, sit in my car, vibe out, live in the moment, do what brings me joy. And that's it. Talk about music. And that is it. That is literally how I am bringing myself joy today. I spent time with my beautiful friend, Rachel, and we sat out in nature, got some fresh air. We caught up, we did girl talk, and we just vibed out. And she cooked me lunch or dinner, and then we just enjoyed each other's company. Those spontaneous moments on a random, like, Thursday night, they're the best moments because I'm literally living in the moment. Like, and I'm about to go inside my house, pack for camp, have the most beautiful connection ever. And I just know that the steps that I'm taking in my life right now and the things that I have been learning the things that I have been obtaining intentionally and sometimes unintentionally, they just come my way. And I just know that the universe is really working in my favor because, one, I speak to myself as if things have actually happened, but I'm also allowing myself to have those days where it's like, oh yeah, I'm really not feeling too good right now. Or like, I'm not in the most positive mood at the moment. I'm human. I'm not perfect. Every day is not happy-go-lucky, rainbows, yada, yada, yada. But I am not taking this life for granted. So yeah, and I just feel as if music is a way that has brought a lot of meaning to me, and it's being presented to me in the best ways possible, whether it's through live music, whether it's me finding a new artist, whether it's me making a new playlist, whether it's me sharing a playlist with someone, whether it's just me playing on a shuffle on my TV in my room or in the shower while I'm getting dressed or just cruising down the highway about to go meet a friend or just cruising down the highway needing a moment. Music fuels me and I fuel music, and I hope everybody feels the same way. So yeah, I don't know, y'all. I just know that music can do so many things for me, and it will continue to do great things for me. So yeah, that being said, I just went up on the longest rant, but I feel like every time I go on a rant, it's really genuine. It's really me. Like, every time I talk, it's really me. But I just feel like I've just been very vulnerable and very true to myself, very confident. A lot of things are working out for me because I know that Allah has gotten me. He has me at all times. And I don't know, I just have been feeling a shift in my aura lately, but I really do think that it's because I've been surrounding myself with the best energy. I'm doing a lot of things intentionally. I am paying attention to what my body needs, what my mind needs, what my soul needs, and what type of energy I'm bringing into my life. And music has been a big part of that. So let's run through my summer playlist. This is Interlude Summer 23, having the deepest connections with people, but also choosing you. Yes, that's the description. All right, so we have some Texas Moon, Doris by Leon Bridges. Check out that album. It is amazing. We have Brown by Kyle Dion. What It Is by Aaron Ray. Intimidated by Her and Kentronada. Karma and Friends by Cautious Clay. Switch by Destin Conrad, another amazing artist that you should check out. Good Morning by Flower Child and Sebastian Michael. Great collab. All Night by Beyonce. We got some more Aaron Ray. Beautiful Mistake by Kerry Wilson. That era, fire. Fire. We Were Beautiful Mistake. It is what it is. Frank Ocean, we got some Ramon, we got some Jonas Brothers, of course, and we got some Matt Kiane, Esta, not Destin Conrad, we got some Lucky Day, of course, we got to sprinkle some Victoria Monet and some Miguel in there. Yeah, we're still updating it, but of course, we got some Katrimine, we got some Daniel Caesar, we got some Giveon, we got some Justine Skye, we got some Ariana, we have everybody up in here, so you guys, let me know what you all would love to hear, what kind of playlist you would love for me to make. Share your playlist. Yeah, I love music. I know you all do too. It creates a beautiful vibe, and maybe we can connect through music as well. So I hope you guys enjoyed this beautiful episode. I love you guys. Stay true to yourself. Please be your most authentic self. Speak good things into your life and see what happens. Do good things for your mind, your body, your soul. And just never forget who you are, what you deserve, what you desire. And things will come to you. Things will come to you. So never let anybody tell you you aren't the person that you desire to be. Do good things for your mind, your body, your soul. Speak good things into your life and see what happens. believe, affirm, pray, take action, but just know that you've always have to have your back first, but also let the good energy take over, and God has got you, girl, boy, whoever is listening to the podcast. I don't know, you guys, just, I keep saying it, but I genuinely believe it. Speak good things into your life and see what happens. Do good things for your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, your energy. Your aura will thank you. So, yeah. I love you all. Thank you for breaking the barrier with me. Do the good things. Do the good things. Do the good things. Spread love. Be kind. And do what's best for you. Love you.